guess that sets the record straight, Terry, for the visit to Blackburn, where we narrowly lost 3-2.
Yeah, I think it was just a case of the boys could be all in the memory bank, and we went there with a short bench to Blackburn, and we had to play a lot of the youngsters, and they played really well in that game away. So we were conscious of that. We had to work hard, and some of the other players really pulled it together tonight, and I thought we'd play an excellent game of ice hockey tonight.
Anyone stand out? Anyone stand out performances?
I just think it was a marvellous team performance all round, everywhere from the goalie to the defence to the forwards. We all knew we had to work hard to beat Blackburn, because if you don't work hard, you get beat. So we knew we were had it all to do. We worked really hard, and I think it's just it was a big team game. I think, you know, the lads all round just worked really, really well.
Mark Watson, very unlucky. 10 seconds left.
Yeah, a bit cheesed off for that. He deserved his shot. I think he'd worked hard, and let's say it was a contentious decision by the referee that put them on the power play to get the goal. 10 seconds from the end. A bit heartbreaking for Mark, really.
Yeah. Maybe Adam Robinson's last game tonight. Sad to see Adam go. A big centreman, good in the corners and good on his face-offs.
Absolutely a great player. He's been a great servant of this club. So it's a bit of a sad occasion that he's leaving. Obviously, his work comes first, and he's got promotion at work, which means he has to move out of the area. But Adams has been a great servant of the club, like I say, and he is good at all those things you were just on about. The fact that he's very good at them things you were just talking about, so we will miss him badly.
We're off next week. Recharge the batteries, and then small amount of solely at Blackburn again.
Yeah, they don't come easy, do they? Yeah, we know we've got to charge the batteries, and we know we've got to go again. Like you say, we've got Solway, who we beat last week, and Blackburn, who we beat this week. So we'll be looking forward to maybe doing that again.
And we mentioned the youngsters earlier, they got ice time in the third period there. It was good to see them and get on and meaningful ice time.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, they're the future. We need to, you know, we need to play them. We are aware of that this year. They didn't get played much last year, so this year we're aware that we try to play them as often as we can. I think it was a great occasion just for them to get on tonight and work the socks off, which they did again. So, good for the future.
Yeah, brilliant.
A little bit about last night's game, Terry. Just your thoughts on it. A tougher trip than you anticipated.
Yeah, a lot of our own making. 52 to 15 shots. When you're on the road and you're getting 52 shots in the goal, you expect a little bit more than 4 goals. We also give a few goals away. We had a 5-line changer once, which left them 5 on our goalie, which obviously they capitalised on, which we didn't give nothing for Mark there at all. Last night we had to work hard. We got the win. Totally different tonight, where it was a big team performance tonight. It wasn't so last night, but we got the result. Sometimes you've got to grind it out, and that's what we did last night.
Definitely a case of Telford being a stronger side at home.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They brought in 4 or 5 more senior players, which made it tough for us. But, you know, we were dominant in the game, to be fair. 52 to 15 tells you that. We were just disappointed that we didn't capitalise on our chances the way we should have.